Week 1. Introduction and Memorable Relations About God. And his face was as the sun appears in its power. Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. Then the Lord appeared like the sun, in whose midst was the Lord, surrounded by a solar ring, as it were. Diary of Spiritual Experiences, 3292. Day 1. Introduction. Passages regarding the nature of the memorable relations. Conjugal Love, 1. I foresee that many who read the following relations, and those after the chapters, will believe they are fictions of the imagination. But I declare in truth that they are not fictions, but things actually done and seen. Nor were they seen in any state of the mind asleep, but in a state of full wakefulness. For it has pleased the Lord to manifest himself to me, and to send me to teach the things that will belong to the new church, which is meant by the new Jerusalem in the Apocalypse. To this end he has opened the interiors of my mind and spirit, whereby he has given me to be in the spiritual world with angels, and at the same time in the natural world with men, and this now for 25 years. Apocalypse Revealed, 962. Since it has been given me by the Lord to see the wonderful things which are in the heavens and below the heavens, I must, from command, relate what has been seen. Index to Memorable Relations, as appears in True Christian Religion. The things contained in the memorable relations which follow the chapters are true, and like things were seen and heard by the prophets before the coming of the Lord, and like things by the apostles after his coming, as by Peter, Paul, and especially by John in the Apocalypse, which things are set forth. Diary of Spiritual Experiences, 4123. Concerning Revelations through Swedenborg. There are spirits who are averse to anything being said concerning the things revealed. But it was replied that they are instead of miracles, and that without them, men would not know the character of the book, nor would they buy it, or read it, or understand it, or be affected by it, or even believe it. In a word, that they would remain in ignorance of the whole subject, nor would wish to hear anything respecting the interiors of the word, which they regard as mere fantasies. Such as are merely men of learning will, for the most part, reject them. Invitation to the New Church, 39. That miracles are not done at this day is on account of the reasons which are stated in True Christian Religion, number 501. Wherefore the Lord said that they would seduce. Again, what is more common with the Roman Catholics than filling the tombs of the saints and the walls of monasteries with miracles? How many plates of gold and silver are there not in the tomb of Anthony of Padua? How many are there not where the three wise men are said to be buried? How many are there not at Prague and in other places? What else than illusions can be derived thence? The fact that I converse in the spiritual world with angels and spirits, that I have described the states of heaven and hell and the life after death, and further, the fact that there has been disclosed to me the spiritual sense of the word, besides many other things, is worth more than all these miracles. Such communication, as far as I know, has not been granted by the Lord to anyone before. These are evidences that this has been granted for the sake of the new church, which is the crown of all churches, and which will endure forever. Being in the spiritual world, seeing the wonderful things of heaven and the miserable things of hell, and being there in the very light of the Lord in which are the angels, surpasses all miracles. Evidences that I am there may be seen in abundance in my books. Passages regarding the appearances of things in the spiritual world and the letter of the word. Apocalypse Explained, 410. No one can understand all these things written in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 10 through 21, except from the internal sense, and unless he knows what the appearance of things is in the spiritual world. Apocalypse Explained, 503. The sense of the letter of the word comes, for the most part, from appearances in the spiritual world. Letters regarding reactions to the memorable relations. Letter of Count von Hopken, a Swedish noble and contemporary of Swedenborg, writing to a friend. I once asked him why he wrote and published those memorable relations, which seemed to throw so much ridicule on his doctrine, otherwise so rational, and whether it would not be best for him to keep them to himself and to not publish them to the world. But he answered that he had orders from the Lord to publish them, and that those who might ridicule him on that account would do him injustice. For he said, "Why should I, who am a man in years, render myself ridiculous for fantasies and falsehoods?" Letter from Swedenborg to Dr. Gabriel Anderson Beyer, April 8, 1766. At the conclusion of every chapter of Apocalypse Revealed, there are memorable relations separated from the text by asterisks, which you will please read them over first. From these, a thorough knowledge may be gathered of the wretched state into which the Reformed churches have been brought by faith alone. I am now going from this place to England, where some noise is probably being made on account of the bishops of England being somewhat severely treated of in the memorable relations. Yet, necessity required it. Questions and comments. 1. The Lord presents the divine truths of the heavenly doctrine in three different styles: expositional, doctrinal, and experiential. Books like the Arcana are mostly expositional in that they expose the internal sense of the story of the Word. Books like True Christian Religion are mostly doctrinal in that they teach about subjects like the unity of God or the Holy Supper in a series. And then, there are parts of the heavenly doctrine that relay experiences that occurred in the spiritual world. These memorable relations are often set apart in the doctrinal works as memorable relations, but also appear in the expositional works as well. Do you have a favorite style? Expositional, doctrinal, or experiential? 2. What are some purposes that memorable relations serve that other parts of the heavenly doctrine may not?